The Oca Valladares Liceo Palace. The Oca Valladares Palace is one of Galicia's most important Gothic Renaissance stately homes. It was built by Álvaro de Oca y Deza in 1522, although the facade was finished in 1583. It has two floors, and its austere frontage brandishes five coats of arms, which are also repeated in the interior. The stone and the masons that worked on this manor, as well as other historical sites and buildings in Ourense, come from an area close to the city called Reza, also the area where the hot springs are found alongside the River Minho. The building was abandoned in the 19th century and became an inn for mule drivers, that is to say, a meeting place where they lodged and looked after their mules and goods. In 1870, it was recovered by the city when the Liceo Recreo de Artesanos de Ourense, or Artisans Recreational Lyceum of Ourense, moved here. This was a group that existed from 1850, originally based in the Rua da Obra, but acquiring greater splendour in this new site. A meeting point for the educationally enlightened, its members included the poet and journalist Lamas Carvajal, and also poet Curros Enríquez. Among its more notable visitors was Isaac Albéniz, who performed in the ballroom. The interior is elegant, expressed with a patio full of pieces pertaining to historical events, taking us back to the controversies pertaining to other periods in time. The fountain in the middle is made of Carrara marble and a work by the sculptor Pinheiro. A stairway to the left leads to the upper gallery where you can see the whole patio. The paintings of Galician genre scenes are by the painter Ramón Buch Buet. Lamas Carvajal Street, formerly known as Rua Nova, was the Jewish quarter after their forced conversion. Before that time, they were scattered around the old part of town, having enjoyed good relationships with the Christians. Regarding the location of the synagogue, it's thought, although no consensus has been reached, that it was found where today the Santa Eufemia Church stands.